Thank you so much for showing up. I was under the opinion I was muted. Chatty Cathy here again. My love to you, my love to you, my love to you. The fun we're having getting this identified. Let's get some work done here. Project review with Q Homesteading. And thank you, BBS Radio, and thank you for all your submittals, submissions. Please keep them coming. And please don't be discouraged by time and or how fast we get this done or not. It's a collective, and all your inputs are very, very valuable for helping our neighbors and so forth. Today, I'm going to work on some of the reasons we have compartmentalization in the world regarding states. And this will be redundant for some of you, but I'll show you how we can solve many of these issues regarding living on a planet that is intended for us. So I'm going to use the past for a bit of the start of the show. And then I'll show you the solutions and or opportunities, if you don't mind. The call-in number today is 888-627-6008. We'll do timelines after this show. Probably take tremendous calls there if we can, if you're willing. And then the PRQ will be 5 o'clock Central Time, and then I'll take exclusive calls there. So if you don't get in today, this hour, stay tuned. Forgive me. Make sure I'm on point here. I've got a little bit of information I want to make sure I'm utilizing for our advances as we homestead, re-establish homesteading. Thank you so much. The PRQ team currently, they can't help themselves. They're working hard for you. One conception is to set up offices in all 50 states in America. I'll only talk about America right now, at least this model, but you'll see how it America was a mimic for the rest of the world to compartmentalize not only communication, geography, propaganda, religion. Your planet was put into little pockets without you adopted it. At least today, you've adopted many belief systems that don't necessarily come from your true knowledge, which is freedom, peace energy. Where you reside is peace energy. So if I can get you out of peace, I can control you, I can manipulate you, I can sell you anything. It's very well done. Forgive me. It's not to be negative. I'll focus on the solutions here real quick. The primary way I would control a civilization would be to keep them in silos. And that's why when you look at the industrial military complex, as you're aware, you want to get people buying, selling, manufacturing compartments of the ultimate goal. So if I can get you to make parts for anti-gravitic vessels, but you think you're making a diode for an airplane, that's pretty much what America was engineered to do, and that's what we're calling the Industrial Revolution, to control humanity's development. So now you're in a compartment of communication and propaganda with your technology and your communication systems, iPhones, etc. We're all very aware that we're being mind controlled with iPhones, technology, televisions. Now, that's pretty easy. But what's the ultimate goal? If aliens are really controlling propaganda, the mind control of humanity, how would I keep you in a compartment? Well, I'd get you to believe in geographies on your planet. I'd make you feel like you're a Texan, not from Montana. Where are you from? I'm from Montana. Damn straight. I'm from Texas, et cetera, et cetera. So you'd want to, if you live 2,000 years, you'd want to make a call. You would want to colonize a geography, displace the aboriginals, in this case, our Native Americans. This includes Canada, Mexico, et cetera. So we're just going to use North America, if you will, as the model here. And so what, when you live 2,000 years and you can jump in and out of bodies continuously, and you have all your memories in each body you go into, you can really capitalize on how to keep the real powerful ones, that's you, in compartments, and land is one way you can do that. So if I can keep everybody believing they're Canadian, American, Spanish, et cetera, regardless of race, get them to identify with their geography, I got a really powerful tool. And that's many of the conversations and modeling that the aliens are doing to watch you with your iPhones and your identity, and how fast possibly I break you free of that, because you're in a dimensional reality that you're creating each and every moment. So if I can get you free on your own land, there's no game left for these clowns. No game at all. So if I can get you free on land, and that's what the PRQ team is working hard with, is get you free on your own land, so that whether I'm right or wrong about my statements, you will at least be free with no taxes, your own water, your own food. That's why we do these shows. And thank you so much. Keep your subscriptions and prescriptions going. this is very exciting. When I get to see potential offices opening up every state, and empowering Bureau of Land Management with the United States Constitution to maybe get a few more people in there to help us and support us. So anyway, as we go, I'll show you how this was done in America. And now you can study in Europe, you can study in Ireland, UK, anywhere in the world, you can study this model was replicated multiple times. And so I'll use America one more time, is how what I'm calling aliens, negative people trying to control humanity, here's how they did it in America in the last, let's say, 150, 200 years, but it's actually a 2,000-year game plan. And yes, all the timelines that are associated with my next few statements all feathered into it, whether it's COVID, mumps, measles, wars, etc. All are complements to timelines. But the biggest tool that these dark beings had was that they can jump into multiple bodies over the course of 2,000 years, still have their memories, and control humanity for the next 100 years, etc. And they like numerology a lot. So that numerology, calendar dates, time, etc., helps you stay in the timelines associated with owning real estate, etc., mortgage, my rent's late, and by the way, if I don't go to work today, I'm going to get kicked out. So that fear is also part of that, of not knowing where you're going to live. One of the most prominent individuals in the United States of America that created the Industrial Revolution will go down as probably the most prolific would be J.P. Morgan. Now, we have to be careful when we start naming in the past identifiers, because the aliens actually want you to think J.P. Morgan was a bad guy. Now, he executed extreme control and bad things, but now you can't see that individual that was controlling J.P. Morgan is now in another body. So now we'll say, well, it's all over. J.P. Morgan was a control freak and did the Industrial Revolution, and now that's why we bank at Chase Manhattan, etc. So you can now see that the game hasn't changed much, because you think it's all over because J.P. Morgan died. Well, he actually didn't die. He's just in another body now. So that's the best I can do, is what if these beings keep jumping into multiple bodies, yet the agenda is not changing? Pretty good trick, isn't it? And that is what is happening. So how do you catch the bad guys if they're going to jump into other bodies, yet they're still using the same tools to control us, which is, of course, money, ownership, title, identity? Right, so I'll break it down real quick here, how it works, how it worked in America, how it worked globally, and you'll see the succession plan to call yourselves Italian, French, German, etc., is the same plan that happened in America. So we want 50 states. Well, the bad guys, they want 50 countries in America. So it's a very big story, and it's very interesting story in many cases. So why do we only have, you know, 5 states in Canada, 4 states, 3, or I'll bludgeon that one, 4 states in Australia? Because you can see where they wanted to reside to control America. And the reason America was so coveted is because the energetics of their land and the massive capability of the population of the indigenous tribes. The goal was really to displace the incredible capabilities we had as spirits in bodies in North America. So you want to get on top of that. That's how well this has been done. So our opportunity now is to break that down. We don't need counties. Yeah, we need services. We don't need states. We need to get organized and aligned with our spirit and or consciousness, our love, our light, whatever word you like. The linguistics we're using are compartmentalized too. So you go to Germany, you can't speak German, etc. We have an opportunity to have common communication. And I'll tell you the individual that was very, very prominent in doing that. And I'll give you a history lesson real quick here, if you don't mind. So the gang, excuse me, I'll do my best to communicate well. I've been talking a lot the last few days. Thank you so much. JP Morgan is, so if you go ahead and, one way you can research if there's a dark entity in a human being is I favor the left eye for most part. So once you start working with photographs and things. Now, because I've been saying this for over time now, some of your images are now getting glossed over, so you can't actually see, you know, the spirit in a human body. It'll be very, as an example, it'll be very difficult to find a killer whale picture of a true killer whale's eye. They'll gloss, most of your technology will gloss it over, so you can't read the signature of that being, because it will give you, most killer whales can transmit knowledge into you if you look them in the eye. So the more, and many, many other creatures with higher capabilities, creatures, I shouldn't call them creatures, beings, our favorite friends and family, you know, our domestic animals, they all have unbelievable transmitting capabilities. Anyway, one of these individuals that you can read really well is JP Morgan. And so if you favor his left eye, most pictures you're going to see the left eye is much bigger than the right eye, depending on where you go. If you do go on to Wikipedia, depending if you are, certainly as soon as I say it, it could or could not shut down for you. But anyway, John Pierpont Morgan, he was born in 1837. Now, the first thing I can do now, if I make history prominent, I can control history now. So as soon as I can make history, I can now control it. So the biggest game the aliens have, dark beings, whatever your words you like there, is if I can publish something that's happened in the past and then promote it, I can now control what you're going to do in the future. So if I tell you the story about Pierpont Morgan today, the aliens will now love what I'm going to tell you, because now you can believe in the bad guy and what we're going to do to counteract what Mr. Morgan did to us. So we have to be very careful with history, because it wants to watch us learn, and then it wants to now make another move. And that's why homesteading is so valuable to me, is if I can get you free on your own land, you don't have to pick up another piece of history. As long as you live, you just need to go get some chickens, get a cow, et cetera, get your own water. Anyway, doing my best to be of help today and entertaining at the same time. All right, so John Pierpont Morgan was an American financier. If we're going to read this propaganda, financier and investment banker who dominated corporate finance and Wall Street through the gilded, love you too, age and progressive era. As the head of the banking firm that ultimately came known as J.P. Morgan & Company, he was a driving force behind the wave of industrial consolidations in the United States at the turn of the 20th century. Of course, over the course of his career on Wall Street, Morgan spearheaded the formation of several prominent multinational corporations, including U.S. Steel, International Harvester, and General Electric. All right, so let's hold there. Okay, U.S. Steel. When you go into a steel plant today, and I have been in several steel plants, the steel plants do it the exact same way they've done it once. The process that they utilize has not changed in 100 years. Is that an endorsement? Thank you, my dear Coco. So that is, the Industrial Revolution was designed and engineered to be inefficient and efficient at the same time. So you would have to toil. If you go to Fisher control valves, you'll see that people are still designing the coefficient values of control valves manually. They're using a computer, but they have to do the process variables manually, whereas some companies do it automated. Sorry to be a little technical there, but what I'm getting at is, if I can get you to toil making the Industrial Revolution while getting what I want, was how good these guys are at slowing down productivity of Americans while getting the outcome ultimately was the goal. So you tell me why Mr. Morgan is running U.S. Steel, or at least implementing the financial system into International Harvester and General Electric. So GE is another symptom to your Industrial Revolution. And I'll continue reading. He and his partners also held controlling interests in numerous other American businesses, including Aetna, Western Union, the Pullman Car Company, and 21 Railroads. His grandfather, Joseph Morgan, was one of the co-founders of Aetna. Through his holdings, Morgan exercised enormous influence over capital markets in the United States during the Panic of 1907. What a panic. He organized a coalition of financiers to save the American monetary system from collapse. All right. He saved the American monetary system from collapse. He implemented a new monetary system, is the translation. And, of course, he died at the age of 75. No, he actually went into another body. So if you look at Steve Jobs, you look at any of these guys, they're just jumping into other bodies, or they're hiding. They can do a lot of different ways, because they're getting into genetics where they get all their memories back. That's my claim to fame, is I have all my memories back, so I can see what these guys are all doing, because you all have been here 2,000 years, and you're just going into other bodies. So 2,000 years for you is 1 minute. So if I can control you in this 1 minute of 2,000 years, I'm going to use your location. How do I keep you not knowing your unlimited being of life? So when you look at people like Bill Gates and the gang that are buying up all the property here, so to speak, they actually created the property and mortgage system. So all real estate is run by these folks. So the deed of trust, title, anything associated with buying real estate was designed and engineered by these beings so that you fall into a system that is controlled by money and the financial industry. So as long as I have you biting on the bit for more money and a place to live, is their game. Identity, entitlement, what does it cost, how much, and then I have inflation. Even a deflationary system is quite diabolical. So we have a lot of choices now. We're right at the end of the road now. We have a lot of choices. When we look at how homesteading was originally engineered, it was designed and engineered so you'd never have property taxes. So even if you rent a home today, some of your rent is going towards property tax. Otherwise, people wouldn't charge your rent, as an example. So you were supposed to be free in America. You were supposed to be free all over the world, but we lost control because of Mr. Morgan and the gang. All right, so how did we get here? How do we get to compartmentalization? How do we displace who we were, which was Native Americans? We were all, remember, if your body is now deteriorated, your spirit can't leave here. That means you went from a Native American to Jim Jones and so forth. So if we're going to keep jumping in and out of bodies continuously, is what I'm doing my best to explain. That's what you're doing. So our bodies and the identity of our bodies is changing, but we're not, which is our true identity and personality. So when you displace us as Native Americans, and all of you were Native Americans, and many other natives on the planet, indigenous otherwise, if I'm going to keep you dancing, I gotta find a way to find value in your freedom. So when you were a Native American, as an example, maybe Blackfoot Indian, Canada, or otherwise in Mexico, if I was going to keep you dancing, I've got to find something that's of value to you because you had and have everything anyway. So when you lived on the land and had a relationship with the planet, an authentic relationship with the planet, what would be of value if you just went down to the creek and got a trout and a salmon? You worked with the buffalo, you worked with all the fauna, you migrated north and south. Well, what could I do to sell you this story to get you to where Mr. Morgan got us today? Well, that group was called the Hudson Bay Company. So when the Hudson Bay Company comes in and comes across America, it started initializing in subsets identity through religion. So when a baby was born, we need to record that at the church. And that's, and believe it or not, that's how you have county assessors and county recording offices now. So if I can get you identified as an entity that was born, was what religion was designed and engineered to do. And that's why a lot of legacy Scandinavians and otherwise, they keep 500-600-year-old Bibles, is you would record the birth. And then, as you can tell, you now have indoctrinated. We have indoctrinated birth certification and or identity when we're born at a hospital. So that was the progression Hudson Bay brought into your life well before Mr. Morgan gang. They're actually the same gang, though, because they're working in succession over hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years for what you're experiencing now in propaganda and identity and so forth, and of course the RV that you're going to experience. What the Hudson Bay Group did was sold value to you as a Native American by way of normal trade that we had hundreds and hundreds of years ago. Beaver pelts, wool blankets, eventually ammunition, eventually liquor. And by the way, thank you for the new casino today. So we have that progression. Let's displace our true selves with things that were easier for us and or more value. I can tell you, on the plains of North Dakota, I'm pretty sure a wool blanket would be the most valuable thing you could own and still be able to carry your bags. You'd pick a wool blanket all day long, and the trade would be, find me 57 beaver pelts and I'll get you a wool blanket. So that's how Hudson Bay did it across North America, is get everybody excited about some form of modernization technology to have a manufactured wool blanket back then in a process that was very fast was shocking. So to have to be able to manufacture a loomed wool blanket hundreds and hundreds and hundreds a day was an unbelievable accomplishment. So Mr. Morgan and the gang, Hudson Bay, they already had iPhones that easily 2,000 years ago. They're just going to trickle it out to you now. And so they don't mind today you looking at Bill Gates as the bad guy or good guy of owning all the property in America, being facetious, because they know that that entity in there is going to go to another body, and you're going to keep saying Bill Gates is a bad guy. Well, we know mind control is bad, and we know Microsoft is mind control and so forth, but they keep jumping and jumping and jumping and jumping, but the agenda is still the same. You need a place to live, and you need to not know that you're creating the future for yourself through your own inspirations and excitement. And if you get on your own land, you're good to go and you'll never deal with these clowns ever again. So I hope that was of some help. So as I stated when I started, controlling media, propaganda, and sustaining local government is their goal. I need you to be taxed. I need taxes, 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 because the fire department needs a new screen on the television that you drive by to give you an announcement that Judy's cat was stuck in the tree. It just goes on and on and on. If I can keep taxing you and I can keep you believing in stocks and bonds and the value of the production of your neighbor, by the way, Boeing better perform because I have Boeing stocks. If I can keep that going, I got you. I got you good, because you're going to forget you're a human. You're going to keep believing in this identity. So that is the gross game for you not having your own land right now, believe it or not. If I can keep you off your own land, I got you, because you got to survive somehow. You're going to keep running and running and running, and where's that money? Where's that money? And it's been such a luxury to listen to Carrie's group. Forgive me if you're not familiar with them, because they're like, wait a minute. Why would I? They're all like, this does have some value. Is let's get our own land. Wait a minute. I don't have to leave the place I love. Anyway, forgive me for being so long-winded. Creating nations, it has always been the goal of the gang. Hudson Bay, Pierpont Morgan, these are not the people necessarily who initiated creating nations, but why do you have so many borders? To keep you in compartments, keep you not communicating. That's why these radios are so valuable to us, we will assume. If I can keep you in another country, if I can keep you in another language, another belief system, is what you're seeing with most of the alien agenda here. And I'll start taking calls here. Thank you so much for your patience. Controlling history is the game. So if I can keep you looking at the Pierpont Morgan saying, this is who did it, and now it's over, and we're going to do it this way now, my awareness is doing its best to explain to you, you're still in the mix of it right now. What are we going to do next is what these aliens are watching. What are we going to do next? So watch. Watch the contradiction potentially, and look how powerful we are to not be contradicted if we are free again. If we are free again. Let's see if I took care of all my line items here. Forgive me. I think I got it all today. Again, controlling history started easily 10,000 years ago. And so each ascension cycle, this does not look any different than 4,000 years ago. Yeah, a little different color, different outfits. 6,000 years ago, pretty much the same. You know, whether you understand that Don Trump was also King Solomon and wanted to get, and him and his kids want to give you everything in the world, is pretty much what you're seeing today. It's the same thing over thousands and thousands of years. And the only game the alien agendas has is you not being able to have your freedom through inspiration keep you in fear. And that's your horsepower, is your freedom to be inspired. And I'll show you how the PRQ team uses that in the next show. BBS Radio, thanks for being patient with me. And you guys are incredible. I'll go, because we're getting calls in, I should probably take them and be respectful and appreciative of how much love you guys give me. And I'm in shock that I'm just in shock of the attachment that you all have to me, and I thank you so much. We worked very hard to decide how would I come and touch you again with all the propaganda against me, because it's the propaganda around Santa Claus or Jesus or Buddha, all of it is garbage. It's all garbage. And so now we have to figure out how we work and how we integrate. And it's just my great love that you're starting to feel information instead of hear information and believe information. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so I'll take a call now. You got to unmute their cue. Okay, I think I did. We have callers here in the current list. Let's see. Christine from Las Vegas. Hopefully you're still there. Question. She's in the foreclosure process. Would like to share experience and ask for help. Christine from Las Vegas, foreclosure. Please tell me about it.
Hi, Custer.
Hi, Custer. Okay. So I cannot wait to slap Asha for that one, because it's the Custer is sticking. I didn't think that one was going to stick, but I'm going to slap Asha on that one. Please, you can call me anything you want. You can call me anything you want.
Okay. Okay, so I am in the process. They had already sent me a letter of notice of trustee sale. So I called the bank and asked them for a loan mod. So they had delayed the process, said to call back in a couple weeks for them to approve it, and it's in the underwriting process. In the meantime, I found your show last week, this show, and listened to all of them and sent an email in with my address and phone number, and I called. I went through the process of BLM. They sent me through multiple people because it seemed like they didn't really know the process. But I was able to get the patent with the seals, and they should be on the way to me.
And your question is?
Oh, so I just wanted to call in for help. I believe that once I do that process, then you're supposed to send me process or the packet?
Outstanding. Right? Great job. Thank you for being so brave and honest. Can you educate our callers a little bit? If you mind if I ask some questions?
Not at all.
All right. So when you call the bank, first of all, you're in Las Vegas.
Yes, Clark County.
Okay, Clark County. I know it well. Okay, so you love your house. Is that correct?
Yes.
Now, wait a minute. Yeah. Wait a minute. Now, let's try one more time. Remember, I can feel information. I love living in Las Vegas and I love my house. Is that correct?
I do.
Okay.
However,
okay. Hang on. So watch how this works. Okay. Is there someplace else on the planet you might want to live?
Yes.
Okay. Now, try this one on. What if you could pick that place right now instead of living in survival mode to defend yourself? Wouldn't that energetics be faster?
Yes.
Okay, so where do you want to live?
Everywhere.
All right. Cool. So I'm sorry, but this is a conscious show, and forgive me for being brutally honest because I love you. And so the PRQT, I'll get into more of your information. Don't worry. But when we start observing how we're making decisions, even the PRQ team practices all the time. Synchronicity might be more powerful for you if you used your heart instead of your mind to control the outcome here. What's your understanding?
I agree. I do the mind-heart drop that you teach almost daily. And, however, my kids grew up at this house, so I do want to stay here and be traveling back and forth to from here to wherever I
It's always about the kids, isn't it? It's always about, I killed mine. I just go, hey, get out of here. I had enough of you. I'm being facetious, obviously. Okay. They drowned. Unbelievable. I don't know where they went. So the nostalgia that takes over our epigenetics is really powerful, isn't it?
Yes.
Having family assets, all the history and family experience is really powerful, isn't it?
Yes.
And so the reason homesteading is so prominent for me is if we would just keep handing over the next generation, so if we quit selling, if we quit buying through mortgages and banks, if we would just hand off the next generation or homes, we wouldn't be in this situation. Look in the Midwest. If they would just give the farm to the next successor in the family, we're not dealing with JP Morgan and the gang anymore, are we?
Right.
So we don't have to get a mortgage because we don't have to buy anything. That's what we're going for here. All right. So let's talk about the foreclosure process if you'd like.
Okay.
Okay, foreclosure is based on the past, isn't it? So you made a decision to get a loan, and the bank wants, even if you owned 1 cent, they want that 1 cent, don't they?
Yes.
We put a PRQ team, we put a house into foreclosure just to practice getting you case law. I believe I've said about 100 times on the show, we put a house in foreclosure that had a debt of 36 grand and it was appraised at 2 million. So that shows you how down dirty these banks are. And they only can run through a county recording and assessor's office. So if you go to Clark County and you ask them who owns title to your property, they will not tell you. They'll only tell you what has been recorded. Try it. No county in America that I've found so far will ever tell you who owns title to the property. They'll only tell you who recorded title to the property. And that's why you have the demonic, I'll call it demonic demon title insurance companies, yeah. Is because they're telling you that who owns it. You catch my drift? I know I'm preaching the choir with you on a couple of these things.
Yeah,
remember,
well
we have to educate. Yeah, we have to educate people that are listening. So forgive me for being repetitive.
I basically did go through the process. I called the title companies, asked about land patents, because I've been trying to figure this out for quite some time. I'm actually in the industry.
I know you're you're a real estate agent. I know that, right? You're a real estate agent.
Yeah. So, you know, they pretty much say, "Oh, well,
no one's impressed with me at all."
The original.
Yeah.
Huh? So, you know, even when I called the BLM, you know, it was kind of a hard process. I was pretty consistent, kept calling back, and finally I had somebody help me. So it was nice. The good news is that, you know, I only had like five patents that I ordered just because I wasn't sure exactly which one I should get. So I just got everything that was around. But luckily they just said they would send it to me. They didn't charge me anything.
Okay, so what we I don't know. I think we've been pulling them for like $2. They charged you something, didn't they?
Not this time. He said he was really kind. He's like, sorry for, you know, we're in our, like, I don't know, something in the quarterly, whatever they're doing, and they were very busy. And he said, I'll just send it to you because there was only five pieces. So they didn't charge me this time.
Okay, go ahead and send an email through the PRQ portal there on BBS, or if you do have the PRQ, I'm not going to say it over the phone, but if you do have the email address, go ahead and put in the subject matter, called last week, need help. Just make sure called last week is in the subject line, okay? And resubmit it, resend that in. If I don't see that, if the team doesn't see that, we're taking priorities of everyone in foreclosure last week. So that's the signature that we're researching, because we want to get good practice at this. And then we're going to go ahead and publish all the things you need to do without us having to email back and forth and mail you things and so forth. So forgive the repetitiveness. We just want to get really, really, really good at this, because your situation is pretty standard, but it's in a different county. So we want to make sure everyone in Clark County gets the same opportunity as anybody in other counties around the country. Forgive us for doing it that way, but we want to be able to make you guys experts so we don't have to hold your hand on every one of them. Anyway, the way to defend yourself immediately is when you have the land patent homestead document, and you do want to go into the mercantile courts, my suggestion is you don't go into their courts. But you can go in their courts and defend yourself. And you can do it with just putting a motion in. Immediately it says, they do not have XYZ Bank. I don't want you to say the bank over the phone. The bank doesn't own this property. They don't have succession. This is a federal case, and you need to file a federal claim against the property. So you can do that immediately. So once you get your golden sealed allotal title that will obviously not have your name on it from 1856, whatever it is, you can prove immediately that these people do not have the highest form of title. Motion to dismiss. This is a federal claim. Now, inevitably the title company relationship with the bank will be the latitude, longitude. So let's say you just have a 10,000 square foot lot. They'll say, we do have title to latitude, longitude of this area, of this territory. They're claiming they do, so it's pretty easy to dismiss these cases. If you file with your land patent, your homestead, these people are not successful with the federal land patent. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Now, immediately you want to put a notice. You want to put your 60-day notice on your property immediately. And what that's going to do is that'll keep the county administration very, very, very scared. Clark County is pretty well trained. The sheriff there is pretty well trained that I can't go on patented land. They're pretty savvy. How big is the property, by the way?
Mine, it's only the actual house or the lot?
The lot.
It's about a little less than 5,000 square feet.
Yeah. So, no, and so this is why I'm spending so much time with you. I want to get good at these smaller lots so mm-hmm. that you can go now get a lot of title to all your neighbors. They just need to file it correctly. So you're going to free your county potentially. The 160 acres in your area, you're potentially going to teach your neighbors how to do the same thing. Or you're going to evict them. Hopefully we don't do that.
No.
Yeah, so you catch my drift? So that's why I'm going really slow here, is how do we do it with the small lots? So I did it on a pretty small lot as well. I guess it's 1.5 acres. We've done several, but 1.5 acres of the 160 acres. Well, my neighbors now got to watch it. I made them witness too, so that they could learn how to do it. But I can evict everyone on the 160 acres. Of course, I would not. We're retraining ourselves that you're not supposed to be taxed and embarrassed on your land. Once mm-hmm. we homesteaded America, as you've heard me say, it's supposed to be over. We don't have to buy land anymore, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
So anyway,
do you want me to go?
Go ahead. Sorry for interrupting.
So after I ordered the land patent, and I guess through mm-hmm. the process of recording the mm-hmm. patent with the federal, however the process goes, would you like me to go and record a homestead with the county?
Immediately.
Okay.
So the reason we record at the county level, so you do it both at the recording office does not do anything other than record. When you go over to the assessor's office, we'll be right next door. They do not communicate with each other. They're in silos. They do it on purpose. So the assessor, what does the assessor do? He taxes you. It's all these, and your attorney general is in another stuff. So you put the governor, attorney general, assessor, you get them all notice that you've patented your land. And do not be scared of them. There's nothing to be scared of. You're just proving that you have a federal land patent. They are nobody. They are just county employees. So they have to prove, so you've just proven that you're on federal land. That's all you're doing. Okay. Now, when the sheriff comes down and says you got to get off the property, say you are about ready to be arrested because this is a federal land patent. Now, we're not going to get that far, but that's what PRQ team, we have gotten that far, and we've done it multiple times, and inevitably we arrest sheriffs. Now, we never have arrested a sheriff, but we cite them knowing full well the next step is they're going to go to a federal prison because they can't prove that the county has higher title than the federal land patent. So yes, we need to get you patented immediately. You'll have no problems. If you're still long ways out, if you're just now getting your notices, you're way out there. So don't be scared. The bank wants you more than they really can't live without you.
Okay.
Hey, let's see how good I am. Let's see. Does the bank, we won't say the name, but does the bank start with a W?
It's actually S. The W is the second letter.
Okay, there we go. Cool. Okay, so yeah, Joe, go ahead and put in called last week as your subject matter, and I'll take a look at it and see. But it looks like you're really savvy. Thank you so much for teaching us today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
All right. Well, we'll get to you as soon as we can. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Any other questions?
Yay. No, I'm good. Thank you so much.
My love to you. You have fun. You have fun with this.
Okay.
All right. Well, man, I really took a long time with that caller. My apologies, everybody. Let's move on through the list. BBS, let's move through the list. I want to talk to the folks in Nova Scotia. On line three, I think it has a Nova Scotia land grant. Nova Scotia, are you there? John from Eastern Canada. Sorry about that. A land grant.
Hi,
can you explain land grant? Hey, how are you?
I'm very good, and thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Your state is really interesting to me. I really want to hear more about you guys.
Okay, great. Well, as you know, I'm with Carrie's group, and you've got them focusing on the U.S. right now, but she has, you know, we're around the world. She's got a huge number there. So I just wanted to get my ducks in a row or even be as assistance to, in making this possible in Canada, and then I can pass on the information as well. So I'd love to be a part of it that way as well. So I have a grant, what I received. I'm hoping it's right. I don't know if I can read you some information off it or whatever you would need to know if it's the correct thing. Now, it's just a photocopy of the original. It's from 1784. And Nova Scotia apparently had quite a parcel of property, and then it split off later, and it became two provinces. But so now where I'm at with this grant is actually another province. But would this grant still hold precedence to even a new province that took place there? Or does that make sense?
100%. Okay, but we need you to not get a photocopied one, though. Can we get so the original documentation from the province of the original province? There will be your clerk there will be able to timestamp the submittal that you're asking for. So the original grant is the same as a homestead and land patent in America. There's no difference. It's just play on words. But you need to get the timestamp. It'll be one on the back and the one on the front with the gold. You'll have a seal on the front. You guys, I think, do it with wax. We do it with a sticker.
Okay.
In America, we do a sticker. So go right to the... So if you have a photocopy of it, use that as a tool. Go ahead and make multiple copies of it.
Right.
And then get it documented that that was the original grant from the province that you're in.
Okay. It's quite clear. It's written, you know, as in cursive or calligraphy, but it's very clear document. And it does state to heirs and assigns forever on it in free and common stock each. So that's, I think that's key too, isn't it? Or is
very key. That's so the document that was most of the documents I reviewed in Canada, what you've stated is accurate for what you want for authenticity, but you want the state that you reside in to timestamp that baby. So you officially have gotten their approval that this is the law. You don't have anything to defend yourself if you can't get them to. So you're basically getting them to agree that this is actual document.
And when you say timestamp,
he said, doesn't work very well. Yeah, he said, especially in Canada. You see how Mr. Trudeau's treated you guys. So got to get that office to stamp that baby.
Okay, all right. And I have one other question about it. It is granted on. Based on 7,630 acres, rather, and under that it lists the heirs there of, let me see, there's 38 of them at 200-acre lots.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Yep, so now you would just take the land, so depending on what you want to do, you would just take the latitude, longitude, geography of your current title and record it appropriately. Do you want a patent, you want the grant of 7,000 acres to be in your name? You could do it that way too. It's trickier to defend yourself if you don't replicate the identifiers of where you're actually residing, but you can do it both ways.
Okay. So it'd probably be the best way to go with just the property I'm on, which is one of these folks within this grant, just focus on that one and then pass the information on to others as it's, I'm successful with it. Is that the best way?
That's what we're testing too. You heard from the last caller. So my suggestion is we just patent for, we're the successor of the land grant in your case, only for the area you are possessing right now. That's what's been very efficient. Haven't tested the others
sure
out yet.
You
have
the original
exactly
owner
right.
Of the property that I'm on is 200 acres, but my particular parcel is 4 acres. So would I be focused on the 4 acres or the 200 acre?
I'll leave it up to you, but it's easier to defend the area you possess.
Okay, I got you now.
Much easier, much easier, much easier. Because now you're not conveying ownership of your neighbor's land, as an example. And then now you got a gunfight with your neighbor as well.
Right. Okay. Well, that's great. That gives me a lot of homework today. Thank you so very much. I know there's others waiting.
Yeah, you betcha.
Hopefully you can take off. Okay.
You betcha. You betcha. Thank you. Keep calling and keep calling and keep calling, everybody. Get kicked off the air now. But we're going to go do timelines next. Timelines next. Timelines next. Please stay on the calls. Please keep calling. Thank you so much, BBS Radio. Thank you for the people.space. Thank you. Thank you, PRQ team. See you in another hour. Be right back.